Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
We have such a special guest.
I know, I love her.
Oh my God. It is a friend of the show, someone who I dare to consider a friend of mine, someone I am madly in love with. It is Emmy-nominated actress Joey King, ladies and gentlemen.
Joey King! We love you so much.
Sweet, you guys.
And expect a lot more awards where that came from for We Were the Lucky Ones, because your new show, you are getting... And we're going to get into it all show long. You're here all show long.
Yes, I'm right. Hanging out. You're here all day. I am here to hang out.
And Logan Lerman's coming.
Woo!
He played my son as a little boy. It's so wild. Okay.
He's really excited to see you,
I'm
too.
I'm so excited to see him, too. All right. Well, we're here at the news desk. We know what we do at the news desk.
We're talking news.
We talk news.
We talk news.
We hit the headlines. Well, I'm going to kick it off with your friend T. Swift has done it again, because USA Today reports that one fan had planned on selling her guitar signed by Taylor to pay for her wedding. Well, that is until fellow Swifties stepped in to help. And as a gift from her parents, the future bride has had this guitar for almost 14 years. So when the Swifties caught wind of this, they started a GoFundMe, and it was devoted to helping her pay for her wedding. They raised over $8,000 so that she could keep the guitar and still have her wedding.
This says so much about, don't you think this says so much about who Taylor is? Like, this is what she inspires in the world, that her Swifties act in this way.
I mean, her fans are so just, like, kind to one another, resourceful. I mean, that's how all the friendship bracelets started. They just wanted to connect with each other. I think it's like, it is 100% a reflection of who I think Taylor is, but also like how she always ushers her fans to like be like connected and kind to each other. It's so sweet.
Now, yeah. How old were you in Mean when you did the first music video with her?
So I was 10.
Oh!
What?
I was 10. I was 9 when she reached out. I was 10 when we shot it. Isn't that insane?
And then have you been friends ever since that?
I mean, we've been friends. I mean, I was a kid, so, she was, like, supportive and sweet. But then we became more friendly as I got older. And when she asked me to be part of, like, the I Can See You music video, and like, it's a full circle of the Speak Now, Taylor's version, like, bookending it. It was, like, so special.
And your outfit from Mean is in a glass
is
case.
In the video.
And you see the picture of you and her together from that time. What's she like?
Yeah, tell us everything. Yeah.
She's so overwhelmingly normal and so kind, and just like, she's just really cool. She just wants to hang and chat about normal, fun stuff. She's like, what better role model? I mean, I was so obsessed with her when I was 10, right?
Yeah.
When I was 10 and I got the opportunity. opportunity to work with her, it was just mind-blowing to me. And then I'm now 24, and I still feel like this just awe.
Well, I'm so glad that you two are in each other's lives. I love the work that you do together, and I love hearing what a good, nice, kind, normal person she is. That's all I get from her.
Yeah.
And I have to say, one of my favorite things increasingly is her writing. I just cannot handle what an incredible poet she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics and the music and raising two girls who are like almost 10 and 12. This is the hero we need. I love her. I'm gonna shut up. Okay, Roz, your story.
All right, next up, Mashable reports that younger people have found their new favorite fashion accessory, and it might surprise you. Remember the iPod Shuffle?
I love this story.
This is so funny.
It was like an iPod, but no screen.
Oh, I have one.
You wouldn't know what song was on. You couldn't see a screen.
You would make a playlist and you would fast forward or rewind.
I had an iPod Shuffle, and I truly don't remember how it worked.
Well, we have one right here.
Yeah, look, remember these things?
So when you say accessorizing.
Well, so the gadget was discontinued back in 2017 because, right? But it found a new life on social media because people are using them as hair clips and accessories.
Oh my God. I'm loving.
And even if you go online to try to buy them, they're not like really relevant anymore, but they're like not cheap right now because they're a collector's item for accessories. And Joey, here. Hi. Oh, see, now it's kind of cute.
I put it in my hair already. Wait, this is... I know. Wait, it's kind of a vibe.
Can I do it in mine?
Yeah.
You put it here?
Oh, sorry, I just poked your head.
I don't hate it.
It's kind of a vibe, honestly.
I think maybe it looks better on you too.
I mean, it does look cute.
How does
on
it?
You.
Wait, let me see.
I've got it like a real little barrette.
I think that it's one of the most expensive accessories you could buy yourself.
Yes, but I don't know. I'm not. Listen. Whatever the kids are into,
I'm supporting.
Oh, wait, hang on. But if you are okay, if you're a parent and your kid's like, "Hey, I want to buy this hair clip," it's $100.
Oh, then no.
How do you feel about that?
You just go in your top drawer and take the one you haven't used in 10 years,
yes,
and give it to the kids.
Yeah, they can use mine. I'm not buying them.
Oh, here you go. Have fun.
I'm not buying them $100.
No.
Joey, that means it's mail time.
Oh my God.
Do you want to do the honors?
Me?
Yeah, you can do the honors here.
Okay, how do I do it?
So you just walk over here and open it up.
Okay.
And you'll get a surprise.
Oh, my God, there's...
Oh. One more.
Oh, there's a hand.
There's a hand.
Yeah, that's hand.
Wow, that's hand. Hey,
hand is so sweet.
Hi, hand.
Hand is really nice. Okay, thank you, hand.
One more.
One for each of us.
Yeah,
I see a vegetable, a broccoli,
a mirror, and a hand.
Thank you. Then you can grab it. Yeah.
There you go. By hand.
By hand.
Thank you.
All right.
So what we're seeing here is a piece of broccoli, a mirror, and some makeup. So,
what does it mean, Rossi?
Well, you know what? I actually know what it means, but guess what?
What?
You're going to have to wait till after the break to find out.
Hurry.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Before the break, we got this strange mailbox surprise of broccoli and concealer. Rossi, what is going on?
Well, you know what? I actually sent this into the news team because I saw it online and I loved it. People magazine reports that a vegetable is the star of this viral beauty hack, broccoli freckles. are going viral on TikTok. All you need to create these faux freckles is some broccoli and some concealer. You dip a little florette of broccoli into the concealer, like a color a little darker than your skin tone.
And then it's perfect.
Sorry, I just spent like 20 minutes in the sun. I look so cute with my freckles.
Look how cute this actually, I look like my Cabbage Patch Kid. Randy.
So when I see people do the freckled trend, they kind of do it like here and here. I know a couple people have gotten these tattooed on permanently, like freckles.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. It looks so cute on you. I can't even handle it.
I really like it.
Right?
Too.
Would you do this in real life?
I mean, now I would.
Yeah.
Hello. This is a little
crudite. Is that better?
Is it crudite or crudite?
Crudite.
A little crudite board.
Can turn into
a whole glam team.
Yours looks so good. I feel like I overdid mine.
I overdid mine too. It started cute, then it turned into a disease of some sort. Like, I need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
I think the placement's wrong. I think you guys have to go in towards the inner bone of the nose.
All I know is that Joey's looks amazing.
Yes.
And I don't know about this.
What can I say, guys? I know how to work my way around vegetables.
You really, really, really do. All right. Well, finally.
Now I just want to keep going.
Speaking of broccoli, it is time for food news.
Oh.
Okay.
This story.
Can you take this story? Yes.
Okay, so MASH reports that Emma Stone's McDonald's order is going viral online for being, in her words, depressing. Emma said, quote, "It's just the meat and the bun and the fries and then a McFlurry. We have her not-so-happy meal here." And what do you guys think? Do you think this is a depressing McDonald's order? I mean, she said it. Herself.
Yes, I think she's just being pithy and playful, but apparently the rumor is that she would eat these every day making the film Poor Things.
Yeah. Really?
For which she won her second Oscar in only a matter of a few years. So nothing depressing about that. I'm excited to try it. Cheers.
I mean, really? I'm you're so sweet and optimistic and lovely because this is probably the most depressing order in the world.
It looks like a punishment, right? Like I do something wrong. Joey King, I don't want to break it to you, but I worked at McDonald's. I've said it here before, drive-through, register, and grill. What do I call myself, Drew?
Triple threat.
Thank you so much. I know a lot about McDonald's, and I used to express myself through sauce. I'd make my own burger. They called me Sauce Matthews. Yes, I would put Big Mac sauce on a hamburger. That's called cheating the system.
Yes.
Emma Stone, I want to take Emma Stone to McDonald's and show her
and
a thing or two. I know you have two Oscars, but I know McDonald's, Emma. Let me take you.
You know what I didn't bring with me? So I like to dip my fries in my McFlurry, but I don't know if anyone remembers my last visit on Drew's show.
We
made Kugel, and I brought my dairy pills because I have a big dairy intolerance. Well, today, I did not.
You know what?
So we will see what happens. Oh.
I'm not kidding. This was me the other night. After eating a pint of ice cream, I kid you not, this was me literally going, I need to go to the hospital. I need to go to the hospital. I don't know if this is gas or a lactose intolerance, but I am going to die. Well, after the break, we're going to keep this love fest going because we are bringing Joey's co-star out from We Were the Lucky Ones. The one and only Logan Lerman will be here. And we're going to get into Joey's wedding. And we're going to ask Logan, who just got engaged himself, all things romance. We have so much. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sorry, I was girl talking in the break. We're here with Joey King, who I love, and who is starring in the new limited series. It's called We Were the Lucky Ones.
That is right. And also, guess what? My co-star is someone who played Drew's son 23 years ago in the movie Riding in Cars with Boys. Please welcome Logan Lerman.
Cannot believe we are back together, and you guys are so close.
Yes.
And I can't wait to talk about it. How old were you? I was 26 at the time.
I was like 8 years old. It was a long time
ago.
It's surreal. There's
a picture of us, you guys. Look.
Aww. Oh, look, there it is.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. That's like my memory of you, is like the perspective of looking at you in that car too. I know there were so many scenes though. It was like such a special experience.
That's so sweet.
And what made it really special too was Penny Marshall, who
the
was
great
the greatest
Penny Marshall directed the film.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we have that experience.
You guys,
to bond
you guys
us.
Are so sweet. Yeah. I'm like loving, like just like sitting here watching you guys like reconnect.
Well, it's you guys crazy. Did Bullet Train together. That's
we
where
did.
Your friendship first formed, right?
That was a cool time. That was like our first time working together.
That was like when we became like really, really close friends. But we actually met like 11 years ago. And then I spit
that's
in his face in Bullet Train.
Yeah, that's about the extent of our work, other than just hanging out by cast chairs in between.
But then you guys are, you know, at each other's wedding. Although, wait a minute, there was a first wedding.
There was a first wedding. For
tell me, tell us if you will, if we can be privilege flies on the wall.
Yeah, so we got married in Spain, me and my husband, and we, like, in order for it to be legal when we got married in Spain, we had to get married in the States first. So we got my family together. We went to this place called Same Day Marriage on Laurel Canyon, and then we went bowling afterwards with my family, and then we just kind of like bar crawled together, and my grandma was there the whole time, which was so much fun.
And then you go to Spain and you have like a wedding.
And then we have like a really awesome wedding
like a
in
wedding,
Spain.
Wedding. Yeah.
And you
a
went, what was it like?
It was the greatest. I mean, look, you're just good vibes as a person, so you radiate like
such
a good time.
Vibes.
Good
so
vibes.
Sweet.
Good
that's
person.
Exactly.
Thanks.
And your family and Steven's family. We just had the best time.
It was so
like,
much
how could
fun.
You not have fun?
It was the best weekend of my life.
It was so nice
now,
being friends with you both.
So you're engaged,
I'm
right?
engaged, yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
All fiance.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did you meet your lovely fiance?
How did I meet her?
Yeah.
To be honest, it's we met on a dating app. I met her, one and only date. For her as well.
How and when did you know also that it wasn't just a date, that it was maybe something more?
Honestly, right away.
Really?
I knew right away. Yeah.
God.
I swear I really did.
We were the lucky ones. This historical story that takes place in Poland, but then you're in France, and you know, it goes there. It goes all the way there.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe this one in terms of because it's a show and it's it's 8 episodes, but it has more weight to it. I think it's it's based off of a novel that Georgia Hunter wrote about her
true family.
Yeah, her family, and there's the truth there, and it's so well researched, and I think the truth resonates.
We actually have a clip here. Let's take a look.
Adi!
Helena!
You look short.
Oh, it's probably all the high heels in Paris.
Hello, Madame Yagoda.
We ran into each other on the train.
Cut me up and all the random gossip.
And your brother told me about life as a famous composer.
Famous is generous.
May I ask what your personal connection is with this story, this truth, this history?
So we both come from Jewish families. And so when it came time to like make a show like this, you know, I love being an actress so much because I get to play so many different kinds of people. So many people that I have absolutely nothing in common with, or that I have to really, really like find something that like is so deep buried to be connected to them. But this one, you know, I'm a Jewish woman playing this really incredibly brave and powerful Jewish woman. And yes. I feel so, I don't know. It's just it's like an honor of a lifetime. It's so special to be able to play someone like Helena Kurtz. Like, she's a real woman, and she, you know, went through some really horrible, tragic things.
And may I ask what your connection was, Logan?
Adi is someone who really resonated with me because he's a refugee who was trying to escape Europe. And it really centers in on the refugee crisis at that time. My grandfather was a refugee from Germany who ended up in China, a long journey through India to China when he was a little kid, and he grew up in Shanghai. So it kind of reminded me of his experience, which I hadn't seen explored before in film or television. So.
We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's so hopeful that the three of us were kids who, you know, had jobs.
Yeah.
And were working kids, had a good work ethic, and we're all here with good heads on our shoulders. Yeah. And we're growing up, and
we talk about
it
now, and we're happy whole people. We talk about it a lot. One of the things that connected us.
So amazing.
It is amazing. One of the things that, like, we really bonded over is there's, like, a very few amount of people in the world who have, like, this niche experience of growing up on sets. And we bonded really over the, you know, the things we had in common over that, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know? There's a lot of wonderful things that come from being a child actor. There's a lot of things that are really, really niche and hard that, you know, only so many people know what that's like. And it's special when you find a friend that you can really just debrief with, you know? We've had a lot of debriefing.
Yeah, similar experiences. And just looking at each other like, how do we get here? And why are we okay? Like, it's a strange world to grow up in.
Yeah.
I think your hearts. The heart is what carries us through. If we have good hearts inside of us, like, somehow that is the line that continues to pull us. And it certainly has pulled me in my life. You know, I think good people, you know, find their way in life however they have to, but they're good people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that you are good people.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, We Were the Lucky Ones is now streaming on Hulu. I've been watching it. It's as extraordinary as storytelling, history, and filmmaking gets. So thank you. And you made this for everyone to be able to watch, and we make this show for you without judgment and absolute love. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.